Methods and plans.
In all our sanitariums, the work done should be of such a character as to win souls to Jesus Christ. We have a wide missionary field in our health institutions, for here people of all countries come to regain their health. The best helpers to have connected with our sanitariums are those men who desire to make the Bible their guide, those who will put forth their mental and moral powers to advance the work in correct ways. Let the workers in the sanitariums remember that the object of the establishment of these institutions is not alone the relief of suffering and the healing of disease, but also the salvation of souls. Let the spiritual atmosphere of these institutions be such that men and women who are brought to the sanitariums to receive treatment for their bodily ills shall learn the lesson that their diseased souls need healing. To preach the gospel means much more than many realize. It is a broad, far-reaching work. Our sanitariums have been presented to me as most efficient means for the promotion of the gospel message. The work of the true medical missionary is largely a spiritual work. It includes prayer and the laying on of hands. He therefore should be as sacredly set apart for his work as is the minister of the gospel. Those who are selected to act the part of missionary physicians are to be set apart as such. This will strengthen them against the temptations to withdraw from the sanitarium work to engage in private practice. No selfish motive should be allowed to draw the worker from his post of duty. The medical work done in connection with the giving of the third angel's message is to accomplish wonderful results. It is to be a sanctifying, unifying work, corresponding to the work which the great head of the church sent forth the first disciples to do. Calling these disciples together, Christ gave them their commission, "And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." See Matthew 10, verses 7, 8, and 16. It is well for us to read this chapter, Matthew 10, and let its instruction prepare us for our labors. The early disciples were going forth on Christ's errands under his commission. His Spirit was to prepare the way before them. They were to feel that with such a message to give, such blessings to impart, they should receive a welcome in the homes of the people. Conferences to employ medical missionaries. Through the first disciples, a divine gift was proffered to Israel. The faithful evangelist today will do a similar work in every city where our missionaries enter. It is a work which, to some extent, we have tried to do in connection with some of our sanitariums, but a much wider experience in these lines is to be gained. Cannot our conference presidents open the way for the students in our schools to engage in this line of labor? Again and again it has been presented to me that there should be companies organized and educated most thoroughly to work as nurses, as evangelists, as ministers, as canvassers, as gospel students, to perfect a character after the divine similitude. There is a grand work to be done in relieving suffering humanity. And through the labors of students who are receiving an education and training to become efficient medical missionaries, the people living in many cities may become acquainted with the truths of the third angel's message. Consecrated leaders and teachers of experience should go out with these young workers at first, giving them instruction how to labor. When favors of food are offered by those who fear and honor God, these favors may be accepted. Thus opportunity will be found for conversation and for explaining the scriptures, for singing Bible songs and praying with the family. There are many to whom such labor as this would prove a blessing. And each worker, as he goes forth to this labor, should realize that he is as truly sent of God as were the first disciples. God's eye follows them. His Spirit goes with them. I am thankful when I think of the advantages enjoyed by the schools that are established near our sanitariums, so that the work of the two educational institutions can blend. The students in these schools, while gaining an education in the knowledge of present truth, can also learn how to be ministers of healing to those whom they go forth to serve. If ever there was a time when our work should be done under the special direction of the Spirit of God, it is now. Let those who are living at their ease arouse. Let our sanitariums become what they should be, homes where healing is ministered to sin-sick souls. And this will be done when the workers have a living connection with the great healer.